Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Phyllis Scheinberg, Assistant Secretary of the Department of Transportation. Also joining us in our conversation is Deborah Kammer. Phyllis, in our first segment, as you were describing the 12 organizations under the Department of Transportation, you had mentioned four credit programs. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. DOT has a couple of new credit relatively new credit programs and a couple that we've had for years. The oldest one in the department is called Title 11. This is a maritime loan guarantee program for shipbuilding, and that has been in place for many years. A more recent program is called TIFIA. This has to do with intermodal surface transportation, and it is operated out of the Federal Highway Administration, but it's really an intermodal program that emphasizes public-private partnerships and places for projects that don't quite fit in the normal transportation funding program. So it's very interesting. We also have a relatively new program called in the railroad area that came out of legislation just a couple of years ago, and this was to help the private railroads in capital investment. And the fourth program is a small and disadvantaged business program for making smaller loans and loan guarantees for small and disadvantaged businesses.
Great. Let me transition now to the future. What, in your opinion, are some of the key issues that will affect CFO and budget offices government-wide over the next year?
I think meeting the requirements of OMB's updated Circular 123 on management responsibility for internal controls is going to get a lot of attention over the next year. It's going to require a fair amount of work from all of us, and there's going to be a lot of attention. This is in response to the Sarbanes-Oxley legislation that the Congress passed, and it's the government's response. So this is very important, and it's very important for credibility in the government. And I believe that we all need to do a really good job on this. One of the issues that some other agencies, maybe not DOT, is going to face is how to replace their outdated legacy financial systems. As we talked about, as a financial management center of excellence, DOT is ready and able to help out other agencies, and I think we will be hearing from some of those folks in the next few years.
Phyllis, on a broader basis, what do you see as some of the transportation-related challenges you foresee in the future for DOT, and how do you plan on overcoming them?
In the larger transportation area, we have quite a few challenges. I mean, certainly the aviation community, the airlines in particular, are facing major problems. We have three major airlines in bankruptcy. We have a merger going on, rising fuel prices. Congestion is the aviation sector is faced with a lot of challenges. On the safety issues, which were very important to us, especially the highway safety where most of the fatalities occur, while we've been able to make great successes in safety belt usage, it's that last 20%. We've increased safety belt usage to nationwide to 80%, but how to get that last 20%, and that is directly correlated to saving lives. And rebuilding the Gulf is a transportation issue. There's major roads that need to be rebuilt and also the ports involved. I see those as some major transportation challenges.
You mentioned the Gulf as something that is a transportation challenge. Could you talk more about how the events of 9/11 and the recent hurricanes overall have affected your office and how you plan to carry out the functions related to those?
Yeah, they've had major impact on us, as they have for many people in the government. I would say for my office, one of the most important things is the importance of internal controls. And this has folded right in with our attention to A-123. But we have to keep extra vigilance on keeping everything up to date, making sure that when we have these influxes of money and the speed at which we have to respond in some of these situations, that we are following all the internal controls and at the same time that we're getting responding quickly. After 9/11, as you probably know, the Transportation Security Agency was established within DOT. And what not everybody understands is how that was done. It was basically established in the office of the secretary. We went from having no TSA to having a 60,000 employee TSA in just a few months, and that was all done within the office of the secretary. And that means it was done in using my office, using the secretary's procurement office, and just the folks on the 10th floor basically creating this from ground up. And we, again, tried to take advantage of the best practices and doing it the right way instead of having to fix a lot of and update a lot of systems and processes for other older agencies. We said, let's do it right the first time. So we had very little time, but I think we really made an effort to set up the accounting practices, the procurement practices in TSA in the very short time that we had. We tried to do it the right way the first time.
Now, during the show, you've talked a lot about the increased internal controls requirements around A123 and the increased pressures around generating financial statements more quickly. Can you talk about the human resources aspect of how you're managing your financial organization?
One of the biggest challenges in what we're trying to do is human resources, is in the human resource area. I would say the biggest challenge is attracting and keeping quality staff. The staff need technical skills, and the workload is very demanding, as we talked about with the year-round financial audit. Good staff get burned out. They just get tired, and they get stolen. That's really the basic truth. There's two key skill mixes that I deal with closely, and that's the budget analyst and the financial management folks, and accountants in particular. And on the budget side, it's just really hard to find a lot of people who are interested and trained to be federal budget analysts. We work hard, and you have to be a certain kind of person to want to do that. On the financial side, especially for accountants, we're competing with the private sector, who pay a lot of money for accountants, and we need different skill sets than we have in the past. We really do need CPAs and accountants, whereas in the past we might not have needed too many folks with that level of expertise. I try to deal with these issues by creating a team environment just to reinforce the fact that we're supporting the president's and the secretary's priorities. We're not just doing backroom work that is invisible. I do this through recognizing achievements and contributions to the DOT's missions. And Secretary Mineta has been wonderful and really shown his appreciation to the staff who make these contributions on the budget and financial side and how important it is to him and to the department's goals.
Phyllis, you've had a wonderful career in the public service. In summary, what advice could you give a person who's interested in a career in public service?
Well, I have enjoyed every minute of it. I just think the public service is a fantastic way of giving back to the government and learning. It's a continuous learning process. I think that I would tell folks you need to build your technical skills and your expertise. That is the key to getting ahead, is having strong technical skills. Also, to be a team player, which means be reliable, be dependable, be ready and willing to pitch in. People need sometimes to, you know, volunteer to do the Xeroxing. It's just a matter of getting whatever it has to get done. If the budget is due and you have to get it over to OMB, you know, we have to all chip in and roll up our sleeves. But it's a lot of hard work, but I think it's tremendously rewarding.
That's fantastic, and that's great advice. We've reached the end of our time, and that will have to be our last question. First, I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule today. Second, Deborah and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the public and our country in the various roles you've had at the Treasury Department and now as Assistant Secretary for Budget and Programs and Chief Financial Officer for the Department of Transportation.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and I've enjoyed our conversation.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Phyllis Scheinberg, Assistant Secretary for Budget and Programs and Chief Financial Officer at the Department of Transportation. Be sure to visit us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's www.businessofgovernment.org. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember that the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.